Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Today, we're talking about the courage to sell. Are your fears undermining your sales results? Well, when we think about acts of courage, we typically don't associate them with selling. In sales, we wake up every morning, jump in the pickup, and head to our farmer or agribusiness customers. Sounds fun and friendly. What courage does that take? While we don't face physical fears, we do face a few mental fears. After being in sales for many years, leading salespeople, and interviewing hundreds, maybe thousands, I can tell you that prospecting and cold calling rank right up there at the top of our fears as salespeople. Well, the ultimate outcome of these fears is a reduction in sales. Fear causes call reluctance and keeps us from expanding, changing, or trying new approaches. Since we work remote in agribusiness, it's hard for our manager to help us sort this situation out. They are relying on your view of the market, who to call on and who not to call on. And to avoid these fears, we spend more time on serving our current and happy customers. It's safer. We stay kind of like in our little box. We rationalize that this is the real work which needs to be done. We use this busy work to feel, well, busy, and too busy to do what we fear. For those that haven't sold or who feel that these fears are unfounded, please understand that fear is in the mind of the beholder. To them, it's real. We'll classify a few of them and discuss how you can overcome them, but I want to make sure we are not dismissing them as not legitimate or nothing to worry about. Again, I've been around salespeople for many years and currently working with hundreds of them that face these fears every day. They're real and they're real in their mind. You may not see nor hear about these fears because we often put on a mask or we do a great job of covering them up. I call it the mask of courage. As salespeople, we are great at creating this outer shell, which I am calling the mask of courage. We put on a brave face at meetings and in discussions. We talk about nothing bothering us. We're even encouraged with adages like fake it till you make it. So we pretend to have fear under control. I liken it to an actual shell. It's like we have this outer shell or mask that we portray as salespeople that we aren't afraid. Yet our actions tell a different story. When coaching a salesperson, it often takes several tough questions to get to the root cause when fear is involved. For example, I like to spend time reviewing their prospect list with them. Often there will be one or more prospects who they haven't called on in a while or maybe never, and they tell me they're a good prospect, but they'll usually have a comment regarding that prospect like, well, that guy's a price buyer, or I really haven't had time to go see him, or he doesn't seem very interested. However, as we dig a little further into the salesperson's time management and what he really knows about that prospect, it becomes clear. Fear in some form is preventing them from pursuing that prospect. Well, I divided fear into a couple different levels. Level one is picking up the phone, turning down the driveway, asking the high-value questions. Level one fears will keep you from actually making contact or asking for the appointment or expanding the relationship. These are prevalent with new salespeople because they may feel inadequate calling on customers and prospects. Like they're afraid to ask those questions. They're afraid to turn down the driveway. Another level one fear is being too pushy or too salesy. There are many methods of overcoming level one fear, and many people speak on these. But today I just want to focus on one method, and that is just do it. Yes, the old Nike tagline, just do it, is what we need to be courageous in the face of level one fears. The terrible fear you have will almost never materialize. More often than not, it will go better than you thought. It just takes a few seconds of bravery to turn down the driveway, to pick up the phone, or ask the high-value question. Secondly, if it does go bad, there are plenty of ways to handle it. First of all, be sincere. Secondly, apologize if the customer becomes upset and explain to them why you stopped by or why you called them or why you asked the in-depth question that you did ask. If they become upset, just apologize, be sincere, and tell them why you are asking why you stopped by. And what about the fear of being too salesy or pushy? Well, I can only tell you about the people I've been around in agribusiness. Far too many of them are overly or hypersensitive about being too pushy or that they are too salesy, and they err too far the other way. They actually miss more sales because they're too worried of calling back too soon or stopping by the farm too soon. So honestly, if you're worried about that, trust me, you're probably erring too far on the conservative side of not going back soon enough. Let's talk about level two fear. In level one, we were afraid of something bad happening that really may never happen nor turn volatile. In level two, we have an actual event that is going to become volatile, and our fear of a negative customer reaction is highly likely. Examples are dealing with a customer complaint, or collecting on a customer that is having trouble paying their bill, or telling your customer no on something they really want from your company. These situations are more difficult than level one, as we have a potentially volatile situation in the relationship. This becomes even more difficult in agribusiness, as most of us develop customers for many years and become friends with them. We like each other. We now have an additional fear of losing a personal relationship. Well, what to do? I find these following four keys to managing these fears helpful. First of all, do your homework. Second, be available. Third, be candid. And fourth, bring your resources. Do they work 100% of the time? Well, of course not, but they will make you feel much more prepared when you turn down that farm driveway and face your fears. So how do you do your homework? Well, this means understanding all sides of a situation. Go to the point of the problem, whether that's at your manufacturing plant, your office, the customer's location. See it firsthand. If not, then call them and ask a lot of questions. Dig deep into the situation. There are always two sides to every story. As salespeople, we tend to take the customer side frequently, and trust me, that's not always 100% the most accurate story. Seek to understand both sides of the story and then discuss internally with those that might be able to help. Lastly, there are a few new things that happen in agribusiness. This has happened somewhere along the road before. I'm sure someone in your role has faced this similar situation. How did they handle it? And what precedence is there for this situation? Well, the number two step to handling a level two fear is being available. Too often I'll hear a salesperson wants to let a customer calm down before they call them back. Not a good practice. Bad news gets worse with age. Get back to customers when you said you would. Better yet, get back to them faster than they expect. Even if you have nothing new to add, they just want to know that you're out there and that you're still working on the situation. How many times have you told a customer, "Let me check into that for you," and then got busy and forgot? Well, just don't. But if you do, call back immediately, apologize, and then get back to them sooner than expected in the future. Well, the number three aspect to handling a level two fear is be candid. Many salespeople have a tough time. They hate to admit a mistake that they or their company made. However, this type of candor can end much of the customer frustration. A customer one time walked into our office one day and became angry with our sales manager over the price of one of our products. It seems this product went up $25 while none of the other similar products had gone up at all. Looking at it, our salesman replied, "Well, we may have made an error. Let me look into it." Seeing the relief on the customer's face, our sales manager had a pretty good sense of humor, and he added, "Or we just decided to take more margin on that product." Well, this got the customer to laughing and smiling, and we went from relief to laughter and resolved the issue. Nobody expects you to be perfect, but trying to cover up or not admit you could have made a mistake is easy to see through for customers. Well, the last aspect is what I call bringing your resources. If the situation is difficult to explain or requires expertise beyond you, then bring your resources to the situation. They may not physically be able to go everywhere, but they could certainly get on the phone and talk with customers. If it is product performance related, most companies have a technical or research specialist that can be involved. If it is production, distribution, or office related, you can bring in your production manager, trucking manager, or your accounting person. They can explain all the technical details and give reassurance to your customer of how to fix this problem. Then you jump back in and make sure it actually gets done. Well, throughout your selling career, fears will challenge you. If you work through your current fears, trust me, new ones will replace them. In your early years, you fear not being able to sell. Then you go out and you sell and you grow a big book of business and you fear losing your territory. Then you move into your later years and you fear that you're going to be out of touch with current technology or with your customers. Well, not to be a downer, but fears are going to be there throughout your sales career. The trick is to get good at recognizing them, admitting them, and seeking help with them. Most of all, keep moving through them. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional you can be. You can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and other training opportunities on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.